It's been a year since Boko Haram militants kidnapped hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls from the town of Chibok. The incident brought international condemnation of the group. However, Amnesty International says that's only a fraction of the women and girls abducted since the start of 2014. Amnesty says since January of last year, Boko Haram has abducted at least 2,000 women and girls, forcing them to be slaves or soldiers. It says the militants killed about 5,500 civilians during that same period. The rights group has issued a 90-page report entitled, "Our Job is to Shoot, Slaughter, and Kill Boko Haram's Reign of Terror." The report is based on 200 witness accounts, including interviews with nearly 30 women and girls who escaped from Boko Haram. Daniel Eyre is Amnesty International's Nigeria researcher.
The abduction of 276 girls from Chibok was just one case amongst many. What our report shows is that many of these girls and women have been tortured, they've been raped, forced into marriage with Boko Haram members, and some have even been trained as fighters by Boko Haram. Now, these are war crimes and crimes against humanity, and we're calling for them to be investigated.
One of the cases listed in the report is about a 19-year-old girl named Aisha. She was abducted from a friend's wedding last September.
Now, she was taken by Boko Haram fighters to Gulak in Adamawa State, where she was held for 3 months in a makeshift camp. She was repeatedly raped, sometimes by groups of men. She told us in one case up to 6 men attacked her. And during her time there, she was also trained to shoot guns and also how to use bombs.
Then Eyre says there's the case of a 15-year-old boy who was not killed by Boko Haram because he has a disability.
He'd been in the town of Bama in Borno State, which was under Boko Haram control for about 5 months. And in that town, Boko Haram had allegedly found 10 people and convicted them of adultery. And this boy I spoke to had been forced, along with others, to stone these 10 people to death.
Eyre says the 10 people were buried up to their necks and rocks were thrown at their heads.
The bodies were left for several days afterwards. He told us that they were just there, covered in stones, decomposing.
In one of many reported atrocities, witnesses say 100 men were killed in the town of Madagli last December. Many were said to have had their throats cut for refusing to join Boko Haram. The Amnesty International report says there are growing tensions between Muslims and Christians in northern Nigeria. It says many Christians believe Muslims have informed on their whereabouts to Boko Haram. Militants have targeted Christians who've refused to convert to Islam and have destroyed churches. But they've also killed many moderate Muslims. Boko Haram has labeled many Christians and Muslims as unbelievers. Amnesty wants Boko Haram investigated for the crime of persecution. It says many of those abducted are forced to adhere to Boko Haram's strict religious customs.
Men were required to allow their beards and hair to grow. They had to wear trousers that didn't touch the floor so that they would be pure for prayers. And women weren't allowed to move around freely outside. And these rules were quite strictly enforced. We've got testimony from people who witnessed floggings and even executions of people that didn't follow these rules.
Eyre says the multinational military offensive underway in northeastern Nigeria has driven Boko Haram from many major towns and villages. But, he says, the group is still able to attack and kill. The Amnesty International report makes a number of recommendations.
First of all, we're calling on Boko Haram to end its campaign of violence against civilians and to release all the people, all the civilians that are living in areas under its control. We were also asking for the government to do 3 things. First of all, to do more to protect civilians in the northeast, to make sure that people who are in need of humanitarian assistance are able to access it, and lastly, to investigate and to prosecute people responsible for these war crimes and crimes against humanity that we've documented.
Amnesty International is asking the International Criminal Court to consider its findings as part of the ICC's preliminary examination in northeast Nigeria. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.